Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, when my dad passed away, like, I had a buddy. We were super tight, right? But over the years, we just haven't been as tight.
Sure.
So, like, it's funny, his cousin came. But over the years, I've been better friends with the cousin than him. And I remember the cousin was so mad that he wasn't there. And I said, man, it's not that big of a deal to me.
Right.
But I've been on the other side, too. When one of my friend's dads passed away, I really got annoyed with one of our friends. As they didn't show up. I said, that thing you were doing wasn't that important.
Yeah, what's weird to me is we've had a couple people pass in the last few years, and it's mostly been on the East Coast, but we always get the, hey, this can be the date of the funeral. Don't feel obligated to come. I'm like, I'm not coming because I feel obligated. The reason you told me that this person has passed is the reason I'm going to come to the wedding. And you will take time off from work and just spend the money and fly out there. Like, I'm not doing this because
I... And that's what I would say to Rose. Like, you got to, even if something comes up, whatever, I get it. But like, when Brendan Looney, right, wear him on my wrist every day. When he passed away, right, he's a Navy SEAL. Like, I flew back when I thought the wedding was going to, or the funeral was going to be.
Yeah, that's twice in 1 week.
It is, I know. It wasn't because it took time. Like, I still don't think the government's told us what happened to him.
They won't.
But it took time to get the body back and stuff. But I still went back and saw his parents.
Yeah.
Saw his brothers.
Yes.
So, like, right, just like with that thing with Rose, like, Jesus Christ, people show up to something.
Well, the thing is, right, with Rose, that's family. And for me,
right,
I can definitely get into relationships. I broke off friends.
Sure.
Relationships or, with another person I live with, job. Family-wise, I'm still good. I am never, there's nobody that I have cast off, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There's been a family.
Not even Wong.
Well, Wong kind of did his own thing. But I really just don't have adversarial relationships with my family. I just don't butt heads.
I do not either.
You know what I mean? I just try to keep it.
There's some people on my mom's family side that for years I wouldn't speak to, just the way they treated my mother.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And I was like 18. It was very hard. Nowadays, if I see them, it's fine. But I'm never going to... They're not like the Smiths.
Right.
Like,
right,
when I go back home, I will make zero effort. If I run into them, cool.
Awesome.
Right? My mom's repaired the relationship with them. Good for her. But as her son,
You're not obligated.
Right. And I was just like, you knew what you did. Nobody apologized. Mm-hmm. Cool. But what do we always, somebody shows you who they are or tells you who they are, listen.
Why didn't you say, I know what you did last summer? I'm saying, just work it in, man.
Well, I was the evil one once because I flipped him off at church.
Flipped him off at church?
In the parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You know me.
Did you say anything? Or did you just flip him the bird?
I just saw them. They knew my mom was going to be there. They had just screwed her over. Basically her mom passed away. They all got lawyers. Didn't tell her.
Right.
Right, just completely after. So when I saw him, right, it was outside the monastery, and they started walking over, and I would just double bird them. And I remember the one cousin kind of made like the prayer hands, like, oh, very nice. And across the parking lot, I went, F you knew what you did.
Last summer.
Right, I should have thrown that out. But just like, yeah. So then it's funny, over the years, my mom would be like, hey, they might be there. Like, yeah, it's fine. I don't mind. Hell, they should be worried about me.
Right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
About 2 years ago, my mother faked cancer for like the fourth time.
Faked cancer?
She did. She faked cancer.
Jesus.
It was kind of call it quits for me and my sisters with her. And during this process, we kind of started digging in more to her lies. Turns out she had lied about our entire heritage at the same time. We were told growing up, we were Cherokee, that her grandfather lived on a reservation. And it turns out that we were full-on Mexican from Mexico.
Mexican from Mexico. You're not Mexican from, like, Guatemala or Mexican from Brazil. But much like avocados. So,
from Mexico.
Why was she trying to spin this way? Do you think?
Well, we grew up in Texas, and, you know, I realized, you know, growing up there, there's a lot of Hispanic people who don't really embrace their heritage, more just of the Texas culture. And I think she kind of partook a little bit in that too much, and she wanted a little bit something more different. I don't know if she just did not like it or not. I mean, but ever since then, we have been embracing, like, the particular parts of Mexico our family is from.
What part of Mexico is your family from?
So it's an area just southwest of Mexico City. It was, like, a trading partner with the Aztecs before the Spanish came. And it just is actually a very interesting culture. And I feel like, you know, having moved away from, you know, all the lies and everything, it is a lot more satisfying knowing about who we are, where we come from.
Well, how old were you when you found out that you are of Mexican, from Mexico heritage, as opposed to native?
I think I was 28.
Damn, okay. And how old were you the first time? Because you said your mom faked cancer four times?
Yes. Once when I was a child, I think I was like 7.
And how long did she drag this out?
What is the goal in faking this? Is it a monetary gain? Is it a sympathetic gain? What is the reasoning, do you think?
You know, it almost seems a little bit more like to get,
attention.
I think it was more attention. Me and my sister had joked about she's more like Gypsy Rose's mom.
Okay. Now I have to ask you this. How much did you dive in to Native American history, culture, thinking that that was your heritage?
She would take us when we were kids to the reservation. We'd go to the powwows. We, you know, go to their like education buildings and everything, learning about stuff. And to me, when we found out we had a feeling that the story just wasn't adding up. And when we finally cut that contact and we finally started doing the DNA test, we started figuring out where our family actually comes from doing our own research. It just kind of was a little bit of a gut punch at first.
Was it your sister who did this or you?
It was me at first. And then my sisters kind of went with it. They were 40 when they found out.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. My parents told me we were from Iceland. My brother and I were devastated when we found out different.
Do you think your mom was trying to get, like, money from a tribe?
No, she never did. She never did.
Was she dating? Was she dating someone?
Did she just want cheap smokes?
So that is. So was she?
Just liked the culture.
Was she dating someone who was Cherokee?
No, she would. But she would use it as like on her dating profiles, which was super weird that I knew that as a kid.
That's not something I'd want to know about my parents. Okay, how old were you the second time that she faked cancer? Like, how long would she drag out her fake diagnosis?
It would go for like a few months, and then somehow miraculously she would not have it anymore. It happened again when I was 17, and then I think another time when I was 23. This last time, unfortunately, she did in front of she tried to do it in front of me and my husband, and my husband kind of went for it. And he was really sympathetic and empathetic for it. And then when I started poking at her story, the story slowly started falling apart. And then it just was like, the thing was she hurt my husband, and that's what pissed me off.
Okay, sure. Yep. All right.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. No, she's fine. She's fine. She's still out there. I don't talk to her. We don't talk to her. I embrace more of my stepmom now than I do of her.
Okay. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Did she ever reach out to you?
No. She blamed us when we ignored her for abandoning her during her sickness.
So she's saying
during the cancer diagnosis. Yeah.
So crying wolf, she's saying that you...
You abandoned her when she was lying to you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so...
You again, son of a
I
bitch.
Think it's a sympathy. Yeah,
yeah, she's never been wrong in her life.
I guarantee.
Or it's a giant fight if you call her out on something she said. Did you embrace the native culture?
I did at first. And then now, I mean, it's just such it's kind of exciting for me figuring out who we actually are.
Sure.
She actually found out that we did the DNA test and we tracked, you know, everything down. She says that those are all lie. She says that those are all fake, that we're only doing it to her.
Are you Aztec?
So basically, it's like a sub-tribe of Aztec.
Can you eat free at Azteca? I don't know what the perks are.
I'm an Alberto's kind of guy.
Okay, all right, just check.
I smell a food truck. Wow, right? Like, I grew up native. That's turns right. out I'm Mexican. It's fusion, my man. Fusion. Right?
Two dudes in a taco.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't know. You could have something here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm visiting. Okay. That's right. For sure.
I mean, I've had a fry bread taco.
I've not had the fry bread taco, but I know you've told me about it and said it was great.
Yeah. When it comes to our relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.